203 in the Church Bibles. Deuteronomy chapter 26, starting at the first verse. When you have entered the land that the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and have taken possession of it and settled in it, take some of the first fruits of all that you produce from the soil of the land that the Lord your God is giving you, and put them in a basket. Then go to the place that the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name, and say to the priest in office at the time, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come to the land that the Lord swore to our forefathers to give us. The priest shall take the basket from your hands and set it down in front of the altar of the Lord your God. Then you shall declare before the Lord your God, My father was a wandering Aramean, and he went down into Egypt with a few people, and lived there, and became a great nation, powerful and numerous. But the Egyptians ill-treated us and made us suffer, putting us to hard labor. Then we cried out to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our misery, toil, and oppression. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great terror and with miraculous signs and wonders. He brought us to this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now I bring the first fruits of the soil that you, O Lord, have given me. Place the basket before the Lord your God and bow down before him. And you and the Levites and the aliens among you shall rejoice in all the good things the Lord your God has given to you and your household. When you have finished setting aside a tenth of all your produce in the third year, the year of the tithe, you shall give it to the Levite, the alien, the fatherless, and the widow, so that they may eat in your towns and be satisfied. Then say to the Lord your God, I have removed from my house the sacred portion and have given it to the Levite, the alien, the fatherless, and the widow, according to all you commanded. I have not turned aside from your commands, nor have I forgotten any of them. I have not eaten any of the sacred portion while I was in mourning, nor have I removed any of it while I was unclean, nor have I offered any of it to the dead. I have obeyed the Lord my God. I have done everything you commanded me. Look down from heaven, your holy dwelling place, and bless your people Israel and the land you have given us as you promised on oath to our forefathers, a land flowing with milk and honey. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Take some raspberries brought up by our young friend and let's pray in thanksgiving. Eternal God, you crown the year with your goodness, and you give us the fruits of the earth in their season. Grant that we may use them to your glory, for the relief of those in need and for our own well-being. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Do take a seat. Roxanne is going to bring us. Oh, yes, do stand up. Sorry, gospel reading. Stand up very attentively for gospel reading.
The gospel reading is from Matthew chapter 21, from verses 23 to 32, on page 989 of the Church Bibles. Page 989. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus entered the temple courts, and while he was teaching, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him. By what authority are you doing these things, they asked, and who gave you this authority? Jesus replied, I will also ask you one question. If you answer me, I will tell you by what authority I am doing these things. John's baptism, where did it come from? Was it from heaven or from men? They discussed it among themselves and said, if we say from heaven, he will ask, then why didn't you believe him? But if we say from men, we are afraid of the people, for they all hold that John was a prophet. So they answered Jesus, we don't know. Then he said, neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. What do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, son, go to and work today in the vineyard. I will not, he answered. But later he changed his mind and went. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. He answered, I will, sir. But he did not go. Which of the two did what his father wanted? The first, they answered. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth. The tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you to show you the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes did. And even after you saw this, you did not repent and believe him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Do take a seat. God's people brought their gifts of thanksgiving before the Lord, and we too have done that. But that isn't the end of the story. For they make a declaration before God. In fact, they tell the story of God's gift to them. As they remember that they once had nothing, they're faced afresh with the wonder of the gift they receive. Today we're not going to go into their story in detail, but they look back to Jacob, a man without land, a wanderer. A famine forced Jacob and his sons to seek refuge and food in Egypt. And there they found their brother Joseph, who they had sold into slavery many years before. And these few people over the years turned into a great nation in Egypt. But they were badly treated. They cried out to God, who rescued them, who brought them out of Egypt, who led them through the Red Sea in the Exodus to their own land. And eventually, it took a while, if you remember our preaching through the book of Numbers a year or two ago, 40 years, but God brought them into this new land, a land flowing with milk and honey. A place for these wanderers, for these exiles to live. And for them, year by year, as they come to give their gifts, they come also to remember where they've come from and to recognize in light of that what they now truly have, to recognize it as God's gift. There was no way from Egypt to Israel on their own for these people. And this isn't just their story. For us in baptism, it becomes our story too. The Exodus foreshadows the greater story of liberation that we know in Jesus Christ. In him we have been led from death to newness of life. And so we too need to be remembering people. And we do that in church in all sorts of ways. But one simple act we do week by week is to say the creed together. Just as these people of Israel were to repeat a simple creed at harvest time. And the creed, today we'll use the Apostles' Creed because it's clearer there. But the creed tells us in brief the story of God and his world. It is focused on Jesus, but it starts at the very start and it ends at the very end. It is the story our own lives fit within as we come to Christian faith. A story where we live, are taken up, are caught up in the life of this God, of his Son Jesus Christ, through the work of the Holy Spirit. It is our story, and we remember it with thanks now. And so if you could take your red books and stand and turn to page 44. Stand and turn to page 44.